Hey, hello Lagos. You are welcome to Uzoya's Corner. I am your host, Barrister Josephine. Oh, it has been quite a while, and this is our second episode in the year 2021. But we have a lot to celebrate. Yesterday was the inauguration of the President of the United States, President Joe Biden. And now, United States has the first female vice president in the world. Ha! This is such a wonderful news for women, for men alike. First of all, for a transition, successful transition to a new administration. Maybe it wasn't smooth because of the initial incident at the Capitol, but at the end of the day, the former president left the White House, got aboard the helicopter, and flew to his house. Can we say the same thing of our African leaders? You know, during our first episode, we're talking about leadership. We talked about the kind of leadership that we need in Africa. What sort of leaders we have? And how can we build our democracy so that in such a way, we experience a changeover? The people's voice can be heard, the people's choice can be respected. When are we going to have that in our country? Uganda recently had an election, an African country, and the president has been elected for maybe another 6 terms. A young opposition leader is up to the moment we are speaking, he's still in detention, trying to, a little baby in there with them. They don't have food to eat. I mean, this is just an example of how our leaders in Africa seem think or exercise their authority, because the power still belongs to the people. They are just given authority to act on behalf of the people who has the main power. But now, the people's power has been taken away. What are we talking about today? We are still talking about leadership. A wise person said that the political class we have in Africa are mostly not people that are interested in public service. Rather, they are a form of a mafia, businessmen's con politicians who don't produce anything. They don't manufacture anything. They don't invent anything, neither do they invest. All they do is find means and ways to take as much out of the resources of the people as possible. Akika, our people, when are we going to have this Uhuru? For the mere fact that the Americans said, we do not want this man again as our president, they went on to the polls, they casted their ballots. Both those who casted by mail and those who casted their physical ballots, it was counted. At the end of the day, there was a lot of cut that. Even the sitting president, he did not have any choice. At the end of the day, he left. We need peace in our environment here. Otherwise, development is going to be hard. It's going to be a problem, my people. How do we get to this level? How do we become, how do we have transformed leaders? How do we have leaders whose intent is to yield results? How do we have a leader that will learn how to work, that will learn to play in the sandbar, teamwork, a situational leadership? I remember the story someone told me. It's the story of the tortoise and the rabbit. You know, the rabbit is a very fast animal, while the tortoise is a slow animal. So one day, the tortoise went and met the rabbit and said, "Mr. Rabbit, I want to bet you in a race, and I know I will win." So rabbit just laughed and said, you want to beat me? Let's go ahead." Then they went to the starting point. "On your mask, get set, go." Rabbit shot up. Pah! He went ahead. And what happened at the end of the day? When he got to the middle of the way, his overconfidence made him to just lay there, slept off while the tortoise made the day. So overconfidence can sometimes cause you to miss what you need to have. This is what we are getting in the kind of leadership we have in our environment. Anyway, I will sit come again talk about leadership. I'm still your host, Barrister Josephine, and this is still Uzoya's Corner. Until I come again and we'll speak on the issue of leadership, perhaps we'll define each of the leadership genres: transformational leader, institutional leader, a tyrannical leader, or the leadership that knows how to put the whip to the slaves to get results. Let's see which one will be most beneficial to our people. I still remain your host, Barrister Josephine. This is Uzoya's Corner, and I say bye.